The next story that I want to tell you is about Judy, and the name of the story is Letting It Heal. Letting It Heal. All week, Judy was so busy telling the girls at recess, "On Saturday, we are going to Grandmother's house. Grandmother is going to have a sale. She's going to move in with Uncle John, and so she will not need her furniture anymore. And I can get to play with Jean, and we're going to help to pack boxes." On and on, she was so happy to tell her friends at school. Everyone at school knew that Jean was Judy's very best cousin, and that she didn't get to see her very often, maybe just at Christmas and when they had a reunion in the summertime. And now to be able to spend a whole weekend with Jean was going to be very special for Judy. The girls had been hoping that sometime before school was out, they could all have a sleepover. And Betty's mother had told her that morning, "Now, Betty, if you would like, you could have some of the girls to come here and sleep over on Friday night, and we will have a Saturday morning together, and then I will see that they get home after lunch. I will write a note here, and you can give it to the girls for them to take home for their mothers." Judy was so busy thinking about going to Grandmother's house. Her parents were going to come at the end of the day, right when school was out, that somehow she totally missed the announcement that the girls were talking about. And the girls were really sorry that this happened to be the weekend that Judy was going to be away, because they liked Judy in their group. But somehow Judy didn't find it out that they were all going to go to sleep over at Betty's, the fifth grade girls. Mother and Daddy were there in the car when they pulled up after school, when school was out. But Judy knew as soon as they got in the car that something was not right. "Judy, we have had a disappointment. Something has come up at Daddy's work that is very, very important, and they must get an order out. He came home early to tell me, and we decided just to come over and pick you up like we had planned. But we are not going to be able to get to go to Grandmother's this weekend. Hopefully we can go next weekend. We have called and told them that we are just so very sorry. You know, the foreman that works with Daddy has been sick, and there is no one else to take Daddy's place." Oh, Judy's heart fell. She felt so sad. She had looked forward to playing with Jean and being with Jean and helping at Grandmother's. It was hard for her to accept this. Mother said, "I will help you and Jason have a special treat this evening. When Daddy goes back to work, we will go to McDonald's to eat our supper." Now that was also another thing that was a favorite, and what they did not do very often, because Mother was able to fix nutritious meals at home, and they did not eat out because that costs money. But Mother knew how very, very disappointed the children were, and she did want to think of something special. Then they decided that they would go on over to visit on the other side of town Jason's friend who had moved over there. Now, Jason's friend Gerald had a sister, Mary, and Mary was a good friend too of Judy's, but they didn't see each other very often because she went to another school. As boys and girls and growing up do, they can get over disappointments, and Mother thought the evening went quite well. The girls on Sunday morning in Judy's Sunday school class said, "Judy, you are here. We thought you went to your grandmother's." "Well, yes, I did go. Thought I was going to go to my grandmother's, but Daddy had to work, and so we could not go this weekend. Oh, we were all at Betty's house, and we slept over there Friday night." "Well, why didn't you tell me?" "Well, we just didn't even think about it because you were going to Grandmother's house." me. And Judy was so, so hurt. She just wouldn't even pay any attention. She walked away from the girls. They looked at her so sober, and they said, "Well, we didn't know that Judy was home. We thought she was at her grandmother's house." Betty particularly tried. Betty ran after Judy and said, "Judy, come on. Forgive us. We did not know that you were home. We would have loved to have had you there, but we didn't know you were home. Oh, I know you just didn't want me. You just didn't want me. I don't want to be your friend anymore." And Judy walked away with a long, pouty face. The girls were bewildered to know what to do. After services, Judy went out and sat in the car. Always she wanted to be with her friends, but not today. Mother came and said, "Judy, are you sick?" "No." "What's wrong?" "Nothing." "Judy, now I know something is wrong." "What is wrong?" "Well, the girls just don't like me anymore. They slept over at Betty's house on Friday night, and they never told me. They never even invited me. They intentionally missed me. They didn't want me. I know it. They just did not want me." "Aw," Mother said, "you know, Judy, that's not right. They did want you." "No, they didn't want me. They didn't even tell me at school on Friday." "Well, but you told them, I guess. You told them you were going to Grandmother's house." "Yes, but they could have checked to see if I went to Grandmother's house, and I didn't get to go to Grandmother's house, and I didn't get to go to the sleepover." She really had a pity party. Self-pity, she felt so bad. She could hardly eat her lunch, and she just went up to bed in the afternoon and cried herself to sleep. Mother and Daddy were concerned about this, and they prayed for Judy. When Judy got up, she washed her face and tried to get herself to feeling a little bit better. And she found a book to read and read until supper time. Then it was evening church time. Well, she was not going to sit with those girls. She was not even going to talk to them. And she didn't. She kept away on the other side of the benches so that she wouldn't have to be near the girls. Monday morning came. There were just one more week of school, and the girls were happy to think about school being almost out. But Judy would not have anything to do with her fifth grade friends. She went with some of the sixth grade girls or the fourth grade girls, or went to the library to read a book. The girls tried really hard, but Judy refused to let the hurt heal. She just was not ready to ask them to forgive her for acting so nasty. She was not willing to forgive them for not asking her to sleep over. And she was one miserable girl. It was very difficult for her to be pleasant at home, and her lessons, though almost all her lessons were finished for the school year, really were neglected. She didn't do well. The teacher wondered if Judy was sick. Mother wondered if Judy was sick. But Judy would just not let God cleanse her from this nasty feeling. She needed to be cleansed. She needed a healing. She needed only to let God do it. A fifth grade girl is 10 years old. Judy was 10 years old. Judy knew that sometimes she wanted to give her heart to Jesus, but she had not given it to Jesus yet. And so she really didn't know the peace that Jesus could give her. Mother and Daddy kept praying. No amount of talking or coaxing, they were surprised how she could be so stubborn about this. She just wanted to pity herself. She kept saying, "They did it on purpose. They didn't even invite me, and they just don't like me, and so I'm not going to talk to them." On Thursday, Jason and his friend Gerald were able to spend a little time together while Gerald's mother wanted to talk to Jason and Judy's mother. Gerald had a new knife his father had given him for his birthday. Gerald warned, "It's sharp, Jason, so be careful," as he let Jason hold the knife. Jason wasn't quite sure how it happened, but before he knew it, he had cut his finger. Oh, the blood just ran, and he called for Mother. Mother came running. "Oh, Jason, what have you done?" Gerald's mother said. "Oh, Gerald, Father told you to be so careful." "Well, we were being careful." Well, this was not the time to scold. Mother got a Kleenex and held it tightly against the cut area. "Well, it doesn't look like it's too deep. It is bleeding very, very much, but it's not too deep. I don't think it will need stitches." She got out the peroxide bottle and cleaned it up and put several wrappings of bandage around it tightly to stop the bleeding. Gerald was sorry that Jason had cut his finger. Jason wore his bandage proudly. "I've cut my finger on Gerald's knife," he told everyone over and over. "But I know now that I need to be very careful with a sharp knife." Judy continued to be an unhappy girl with her wound. Her wound was not on a finger like Jason's. Her wound was in her heart. Jason seemed pleased about his finger, and Mother changed the dressing every day. Jason would watch this. It seemed to be healing nicely and getting a scab on it, and it was getting well. Mother could just put a Band-Aid on it now. Putting the Band-Aid on was tempting to Jason because he wanted to see it. He wanted to show people this wound. And so again and again, when he would be near someone, the neighbor man, the paper boy, "I want to show you how my finger is healing. It's healing nicely." But no longer did it bleed, and no longer were people interested in seeing his wound. He began to pick at the scab, and do you know what? It began to bleed at places. Oh, people say, "Oh, you have hurt your finger." Now they wanted to make a fuss over it again for him. He seemed to enjoy that. So he kept picking at the scab. One day Judy saw him. Judy said, "Jason, stop picking at the scab. You won't let it heal. It needs to be left alone. It needs that healing to be taking place. You must let it heal." But Jason didn't obey her. He wanted to be sure that it would still bleed a little and people would feel sorry for him. Mother put a clean Band-Aid twice that day. So the next morning at breakfast, Mother said, "Now, Jason, I don't want you to open your Band-Aid any time to show anyone. I want you to let this sore heal." Father hasn't been saying too much about what was going on that morning, but he was quiet and he was thinking. Judy piped up, "Daddy, Jason won't let his sore heal. He keeps picking at it again and again. He won't let it heal." Daddy looked at Judy thoughtfully and said, "Judy, I know another sore that doesn't seem to be healing because it hasn't been taken care of properly." "What are you talking about, Judy?" "Well, you're sore." "Well, I don't have a sore. I didn't cut myself." "Judy, you have been a very unhappy girl lately. You do not want to forgive. You do not want to forgive the girls for not inviting you to the sleepover. And you are not willing for them to ask you to forgive them. You won't even go close to them." "Oh, I don't want to be their friend. They're not my friends. They were nasty to me." "Judy, that is not correct. They did not mean to be nasty. But even if they did mean to be nasty, you must learn to forgive." You must learn to forgive. We need to, even as grown-ups, learn to forgive those that hurt us. We grown-ups get hurt sometimes for something that someone says or someone does something to us. Or maybe it's something that someone does not do or does not tell us, and we feel sad and left out. But we must forgive, and then we must let it heal. Jason will not let his sore heal. He keeps picking at it. He keeps wanting to see the blood, and then people will look at it and feel sorry. You will not let your sore heal, your sore that's in your heart. You want to be sorry for, you want to feel sad, it seems, and yet we know that you're miserable. Judy, just now, will you let Jesus into your heart? You know that Jesus wants to love you. He has been loving you. He wants to forgive your sins. He wants you to give your whole heart to Him. Judy said quietly. Pretty soon, big tears did begin to roll down Judy's face. Yes, Daddy, I have been so miserable. And I know Jesus is talking to me. And I know Jesus wants to forgive me for all this bitterness and this ugliness. And He wants to heal my hurt. Oh, Daddy, I see it now. I see. Jason will not let his sore heal. He keeps picking at it. That's what I'm doing. I will not let my sore heal. But Jesus wants to heal it. Oh, Daddy, will you please help me? Yes, Judy, I want to help you. Let's kneel right down here by the breakfast table, and we will talk to God about it. We want God to do the healing for both you and for Jason, and even for Mother and I. We need to let the hurts of the past, let them go, and find Jesus' strength to forgive. Daddy did help Judy to open her heart to Jesus. Her heart felt so much lighter than it had for 2 whole weeks. Oh, she said, Daddy, tomorrow at church, I want to go to the girls and I want to talk to them. Yes, and we want to also talk to Brother John and have him talk with you and see how you can express yourself in wanting to be saved.